Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now I don't know what the hell this song is talking about. Do you? She said, yeah, I've been spending all day trying to figure that out. You too. The arm race made them raise their arm and race straight to the top. Who knew?
The guy's a narcissist, idiot, but man, he's good.
Me too.
Have you heard the new album?
Yeah.
It's really good.
It was way different than his other ones, but yeah. That's good, right? You want him to grow as an artist. It was a lot of spoken word, a lot of atmospheric beats type of thing.
The little spoken word thing he did at the beginning is so good, where he's like, I thought about killing you today.
Yeah.
So funny.
It was very honest. I mean, you gotta appreciate that.
He's like, I thought about killing myself, but I love myself more than you.
Yeah. Like, damn. That's a great line.
He just kept repeating it. I thought about killing you today. Like, wow.
When did you get into Fall Out Boy? What album?
Not a whole album, just different singles. You know, I would hear them and I would, you know, upload them and put them in my playlist.
I saw this show one time. It was at Janice. It was, you know, that band Matchbook Romance.
Yeah.
It was them, Taking Back Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Fall Out Boy. And who was the other one? It was another kind of big, like, underground band. I can't remember who the other one was. Best show I've ever been to in my life.
Wow.
$10.
That's awesome.
To get in. That was crazy.
And now you're a big radio star. You don't have to pay for any tickets ever.
Yeah. That's not true. Every day.
There you go. I know. I canceled my Bucks season tickets when I started working on the radio.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm never paying for Bucks tickets again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I am, actually. Mm-hmm. I'll just sit in a different spot every time I go to the games now. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Those are numbers to dial. This story hit us like maybe an hour before the show.
Yeah, did.
And it is shocking because I didn't know this was an option.
Mm.
Sex robots. Everybody knows what those are by now. They're becoming more and more common. And in the next 5 years, it's going to be full-on sexual Westworld around here. You know, they're becoming more and more realistic looking. Mm-hmm. People are building them to look like the celebrities that their customers want to bang.
There's already brothels of sex dolls.
In Germany.
Yeah, probably in Japan. They're into that.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, eels and everything else. there's also strip clubs that are all robots. And there's all kinds of craziness. They're making them very real. And some of the sexual, like, part of the, the fetish is some of them look like robots, too. Like, I've seen them with, like, hot, sexy, like, half bodies, but with, like, a TV for a head, like a monitor screen for a head. And so it's like, I don't know, it's like these Max Headroom meets sexy horrors, and they make a robot sex thing. But today, the U.S. House approved a ban on the importation and trafficking of anatomically. Damn, that's so, when you look at it, it's hard to say. Anatomically correct child sex dolls, which I did not know were a thing. I didn't know anybody was building those. They say normalize sex between adults and minors using, you know, these dolls, and they're banning them. The proposal was approved in the House by a voice vote. And now moves to the Senate. I'd like to hear the voice vote. Anybody approve, say aye. You know, anybody says sex robots are good, say aye. And it's like one guy in the corner is like,
one of these, like the up and then the down, the down.
Everybody stick turns back, record scratches.
How old do these robots look? I mean, what, 16? How old are these? No, they're like really young robots. Aren't all robots young, really? At the end of the day, even the adult ones are pretty young, right? Like, fresh out of the factory. sit down, Dan. You're the only one saying yes. All right, I guess. The proposal was approved. These dolls can be programmed to simulate rape. The very thought makes me nauseous, said House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Good Latte. That's how I pronounce it.
I love a good latte.
Thank you. He's a Virginian Republican. When I read this, my first thought was, yeah, of course.
He has sex with kids. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no, no.
You
no.
said Virginia Republican. Go
Lord,
ahead, sorry.
Lord Jesus, maybe.
Just grown men.
Allegedly, yeah, a lot of them. Men, definitely men. My first thought was, yeah, of course, you know, you got to ban this, it's a child thing. But then my second thought was, and we talked about this,
yeah,
Anna and I did, if the pedophiles had an outlet to satisfy their urges that wasn't a real kid, I think that's a better option. So I immediately disagree. I was like, no, let them have sex robot kids because it's saving real life kids. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025.
Well, this is like the ersatz version of the real thing, you know? Yeah. So you're using this as a substitute, because I'm going to argue both sides. On one side, I completely agree. This is much better than having sex with a real kid, obviously. Yeah. But on the other hand, maybe this is a bad idea, because we're advocating this behavior, right? We're not saying you need to go to a doctor and fix yourself. We're like, you know what? Just have sex with a kid robot.
And it could open up Pandora's box, right, too, right? Potentially, where, wow, this robot's pretty good, but now that I've had a little taste,
I want the real thing.
So, I don't think pedophiles are created that way. I think pedophiles are wired wrong. They're damaged from birth. I really do believe that. I believe that there's something not right, because you can see the tendencies, and a lot of these pedophiles, when you check their history, it starts young.
Well, here's the thing. Oftentimes, pedophiles were molested themselves as kids.
Right.
So had they not been molested, would they have turned out the way they did? I don't know. Like everything, I always think it's an interaction effect between genetics and your environment.
Yeah, I think there's a little of each. Yeah, but I also think that they're not wired right. There's something wrong there.
Absolutely.
Sure, no doubt.
Yeah. So rehabilitation, I don't really know if that's an option for a lot of them. I really don't think, you know, what are you going to go, counselor? And they're going to talk your problems out, and you're going to be like, you know what? I don't find kids hot anymore. I don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah, I have problems with it, just, you know, kind of taking the libertarian argument of, can you force somebody to fix this? Or if they're not acting on it, right? So let's say they are a pederast. But they're not acting on it. So can you force them to go through some sort of treatment or sterilization or something like that? I just don't know the answer. I'm really torn on this. And I'm kind of with you as far as the sex dolls go. I feel like, yeah, well, if it keeps them away from kids, then that's a good thing.
But does it?
But does it? Yeah. And there needs to be, I don't know, maybe
How
some sort of studies
put
done
we put
or something.
Them in we put them on an island, right? All the pedos. We put them on an island with all the sex robot kids. And it's like Westworld, but for perverts and sex robot kids, you call it Ped World. And
Australia, too.
Yeah. And we just send them over to you. Hey, you like kids? Well, then you're going to Ped World. It's just you and robots.
Here's the thing that's kind of perplexing, is that when we bring up the idea of conversion therapy, right, try to make gay people straight, everyone goffs at the idea and says, like, oh, that'll never happen.
It's insane.
But then when we're like, you're a pedophile, you need to go see a doctor, right, so you're not a pedophile anymore. Is it kind of like the same thing?
That's why
it's conversion therapy, right?
That's why I say I don't think it's going to work. I don't understand it. Like, I think that they're broken people.
There's a line drawn, though, because, you know, if you're gay, you're gay with another adult.
Sure. No, yeah, I'm not comparing the two. I'm talking about in terms of preferences.
No, I understand what you're saying. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, she's saying, like, a lot of these, like, I think Pence was in favor of...
he believed it worked.
Yeah, conversion therapy, whatever.
What a dumb bitch. No offense, but, I mean,
no,
all the offense.
Offense. Yeah, what a dumb bitch.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, Johnny B said that.
You know what? You know what his wife makes?
Sex dolls.
No, you know what she makes? You know what her business is?
Oh, boy.
She makes towel trinkets.
Ugh.
So when you bring all the same towels at the pool party, you put little trinkets on it. Clip them on, so I'm the towel and you're the shovel.
Oh, that's
Isn't that
adorable!
The dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Stupid as
sounds
hell.
Sounds like a way to laundry some of their money is what it sounds like to me. Hey, let's create a business. Like what, Mike? I don't know. What do you like to do? I like to have parties. Well, what does the party need? I don't know. I keep
towel trinkets.
I keep washing my boobies off of somebody else's towel. You need a trinket. So stupid. Fritz, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing, Fritz? Would you go to Ped World if you had to?
No, but I just want to say, you know, I don't dig the dolls and stuff, but I just want to let every teenage dude out there.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Don't ever try to fashion a female part out of homemade dough, because it never works out well.
You didn't like that Stromboli last week?
Well, no.
You have to wait for it to dry, Fritz. Well.
Yeah, you got to take your penis out before you put it in the oven. Later, weirdo. Oh,
with the music bag, it sounded really creepy.
So bad. Felt like we were all trapped in Ped World with Fritz.
Can you imagine?
He has a bakery in Ped World.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, I'm imagining it right now, vividly. Ugh. What do you think, Ryan Adams?
I'm not okay with it. I agree with you that if you're a pedophile, you are definitely, you're not there, and there's nothing, I mean, I don't know, you're not right in the head, so there's something maybe genetically wrong with you. So
genetics?
I don't know if it's genetics.
Yeah,
but like,
sure.
I mean, like Anna said, you know, as a child, you were probably, you know, you probably had
maybe you have a bad brain, but you also have a bad family.
Yeah. Maybe you come from a long line of pedos.
And you know what? I think that's probably close to being true.
So you don't think the robot is a good release for these folks, so they don't go out and attack real kids?
I'm not a fan of the whole sex robot industry, as it were.
What?
But especially,
have you never banged a robot?
You know what? Can't say that I have.
Wow, man.
But I'll let you know when I do, and I'll send you the video.
I'm going to tell you. I've never banged a robot. But I've been drunk enough that, you know, I've seen a toaster, and I'm like, you know what? No, I mean, I think that as they develop these robots and they become more and more realistic, why wouldn't you try it? I'm sure they have, disposable vaginas, you know?
Have you ever used one of those? That's what I was going to ask you. One of those
fleshlight?
Pocket peas?
Fleshlight.
Yeah.
I actually did one time. I got one bought as a gag gift for a birthday from a fellow comedian, and it was, it was fashioned off of a real porn star's vagine. What's the one? She was just on Calta's show.
Lisa Ann?
Yes. I had Lisa Ann's vagina. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Who's that?
She's a little older now, but
she is right there, Anna.
Super hot. Yeah, there she is.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm going to look her up here.
She's in the twilight of her career right now, but she's super
46,
hot.
Dude.
Yeah.
Still looks good, though.
Yeah, she's hot, dude.
Whoa.
She was a guest judge on the Roastmasters in New York.
Oh, her really boobs funny. Are real.
So did you like the pocket pee?
I mean, no, not really. Like, it was all right, but I was laughing the whole time.
Yeah. I have a similar story. I got it as a gag gift as well, and it sat on my dresser for a few months, and then one lonely night,
I was
staring at it across the room, and I said, okay, I think this is the night. So I used it, and then
you knew
was
your hand
so
was
ashamed.
Gonna get it.
I was so ashamed, I wrapped it in a plastic bag and just threw it in the trash.
You
right
apologized
after.
To it?
Yeah, I was like, I'm so sorry.
I read the instructions on how to clean it.
Forget it.
They
I'm not
suggested
doing that.
Putting it in the dishwasher.
Are you insane?
No. Not happening.
That's disgusting.
Forget it.
I also saw where there's an attachment that you could buy. It's like a plunger, and you could stick it to the wall of your shower so that, you know, you can have your way with it while you're showering.
Did it come with a full butt or anything, or just
a
cylinder?
It looks like a flashlight.
Mm.
But you unscrew the cap, and it's not a light at all. It's a fake vagina.
It's a pee-pee.
David, what's up, man?
Hey, Johnny B, what's up, brother?
Chilling, what's up?
I wanted to weigh in on this. Child sex robot thing. Let me preface this by saying that you and I are completely on opposite ends of the spectrum on most issues. I am a staunch right-wing Christian conservative.
Gotcha.
And yet, on this particular topic, you and I are in complete agreement as to when it comes to, is it right, is it wrong? Part of me says, no, it's disgusting to have a child sex robot. It's horrifying. But you made a strong point a moment ago when you said, "What if it could be used as a therapeutic tool to prevent child molesters from engaging with actual children?" So I gotta say, I'm torn on this.
I am too. And my first thought is, it's a victimless crime, and victims is what you want to take out of the equation.
Right.
So if it's a victimless crime, it's not even a crime. It's a victimless act. So if they're working out, an appliance, essentially, nobody's a victim. Even like I heard somebody say the other day, child porn isn't as bad as raping a child. And I had to disagree because somebody was in those videos. Somebody was a victim because they had to have kids to film the video. Yeah. So disagree. That's just as bad because kids are still being victimized. This robot, nobody's a victim. Nobody's a victim.
But what if it's a... But what if it's self-victimization? What if, just to to look at a different side of it, if it does, like someone said, what if it encourages them to want to try it on an actual child, then they've just victimized their...
But they may have already...
They've jeopardized their own therapy.
If that's what you need to turn you to that side, you probably already had that within you anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's it at all.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to go down the rabbit hole one day.
I
like
didn't watch Friday the 13th and decide I wanted to chop up a whole campsite.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but I appreciate the call, pal.
Hey, God bless you all. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening. Praise Jesus. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Jay, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Chilling.
My comment isn't really on the sex crime thing as much as it is just on the masturbation assistance thing in general, the fleshlights, the robots.
Yeah.
I think it's really bad for us. I think it's bad for society. A lot of drive for men comes from that desire to get laid.
Yeah.
And if you're going to replace masturbation to such a degree that you're like simulating with VR and all this other stuff, like, do you ever plan on getting laid again? Or is this just like you've settled in for this?
I see what you're saying.
I agree with Jay 100%
that,
on this.
We should try to be banging humans and stuff like that. But look, not everybody's got the kind of swag that you and I have, Jay, and even Will, to where we can get laid willy-nilly anytime we want to. Some guys just don't have game, and they need to release. They need to, have a healthy prostate. So they need to get that thing taken care of. What are they going to do?
Look, if I can get laid, anybody can get laid. And
what are you working with, Jay? What do you look like?
Well, I'm tall. I have nice facial features and stuff. I'm just like a slob, like physically.
You sound hot. Well, there you go. But here's the thing. If you just play to your strengths or you stay within your lane.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you're ugly, just bang ugly people. Mm-hmm. They're out there for you.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, guys get discouraged, and it's so much easier to just get, like, a little toy or something. Mm. And I think that's bad for you, because then it's like, well, then why should I go for that raise? Why should I try to get a nicer car?
You just get plugged into the digital world.
People don't want to get healthy in the first place because, hey, if I'm not worried about how do I look, then why should I be worried about how I feel? And they just masturbate all day.
Are you speaking from experience?
No, even though I'm not getting laid, I these days masturbate very, very rarely, and I'm very happy.
Like, yeah, Jay, do you
I have more energy, like it's so much better.
Jay, did you lay off porn too?
Yes.
Good for you, man.
What?
That's good. I tried it for a while. I'm doing pretty good, but I've broken quite a few times.
Dude, I worked it out before I left the house.
It's bad for you, dude. It's really bad for you.
Is it really?
Like, you mean looking at porn while masturbating or masturbating?
Word of advice out there, guys. Yeah. If you just cut down on masturbation, the desire, like, you become less and less, like, you don't want to do it as much.
It's
that's
like
all the time.
Right. It's like sugar.
Just, like,
it's the same thing.
More and more.
I went through. What's the longest you gone, Jay? I went 3 months one time.
Oh, hell no.
It, recently, I went a month, and it was like in my sleep. Like, it was nothing.
If masturbation is like sugar, I'm a diabetic, with no doubt. Like, I'm going to die. My foot's falling off right now.
Like, I've been going such long stretches that, like, a month is like nothing now. So it's really just what you're used to.
All right. Well, congratulations, pal.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that went down kind of weird lane, but thanks for taking my call.
Long stretch made me think he had a big ding-dong when he said that. I had a very long
stretch. 3 months? Were you having sex, though?
No.
So nothing?
That's not healthy.
No, it was fine. It was good.
Did you have to repress the desire?
Yeah,
or
Jay's
you did not
right.
have
After
the desire?
A while, it was rough. The first 3 weeks, a month was pretty rough. But then you kind of forget it. It becomes routine
sure,
for you,
sure.
right?
Was it like that volcano in Guatemala when you finally...
Oh, my God.
Was it like a cement mixer gone nuts?
Gosh.
Good Lord, it was
intense.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
intense.
You had to move after that.
3 months?
Carl, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the child sex robot thing.
Yeah.
But going back to that 3 months thing, that's just crazy.
Yeah,
no. Anyway, For the child sex robot thing, I think they missed the boat on a couple of things here. They could have put tracking devices and just let all these sex robots, child sex robots, into the country. And now all of a sudden, now we know we all need
that. That's a little intrusive, right? I mean, you don't want people knowing where you're at when you're banging robot kids.
I mean, and then even if to go further, you know, you said something about the robots, child sex robots having like a rape mode or something.
What if somebody put that on,
then just self-destructs.
What do you think of my idea for Ped World, though? I really think that's a good idea. Like, you put them all on their own pedo island.
I think we should just blow their heads off.
There we go.
With a shotgun. Sure.
Jesus, dude.
I mean, I feel like that's a better option.
I mean,
internal tasers.
Euthanizing them is fine, but shotgun's a little messy.
What would you use instead?
You know, just those things that they kill cattle with, you know, the high-pressure thing.
Isn't that just like a big nail that goes through the head?
It's a rod.
Yeah.
Oh, the pneumatic
rod.
Yeah.
You just walk up.
Like the, what was that movie that they used it on? Oh, God. No Country for Old Men?
Yeah, you just walk up to them and you go, hey, man, we got All Access Disney Channel. And they go, really? And then you hit them in the head with it. Blip.
That's it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Carl.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, man. I want everybody to masturbate tonight after talking to Jay. I'm going to go to the bathroom during the next break. Take care of it.
Can't get over that. That's a quarter of a year.
No shot, man.
Yeah. I was pretty proud of myself. I was really upset that I broke one night, but it just had to happen.
I had a discussion with my girlfriend yesterday that I want to ramp up our level because we're so busy all the time.
Yeah.
That we're not celibate by any means, but definitely not nearly what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very attracted to each other. And so that's not an issue. We love each other to death. That's not an issue. It's really just fatigue and scheduling. It's like by the time I get home, she's passed out. And then on days where, you know, we're both off, we have a ton of things on our plate to do. Like all the stuff we want to do, you know, take care of things around the house. We want to go out. Like we had date night Saturday night. By the time we got done with dinner and a movie, we came home. We're dead tired, you know what I mean? So, like, we have to schedule F time. We have to.
I feel like that's a tough road to go down, though, because it loses the sexiness
of
sex, right, when you schedule it?
No, because I there's a sexiness to it, because we've always had this system when one of us wants it and the other one doesn't know, we do this thing. It's pretty cute, where we'll look at the other one, just dead face, point at him, and then point to the bedroom.
Nice.
It's like you in there.
But that's unplanned. That's right. Why that's hot.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's being scheduled. You can make it sexy where you maybe text her.
Plan some
right?
stuff.
Right? Or like you're texting her throughout the week. Can't wait till Sunday night. It's going to be hot.
Let's try some new things.
It's
going to
hurt, you know?
I bought some sexy lingerie. It's going to hurt. I could even throw some some fake stuff in there to make her wonder all week. I'd be like, hey, we're going to try the reverse Mickey Mouse. And she's like, what the hell is that? And then on, you know, the scheduled night, I show up. She's like, all right, I'm ready. Oh, boy. And then it's really nothing. It's just like a normal missionary with a Mickey Mouse hat on. That's
See,
all
when I know that it's happening, I get nervous.
Isn't that good, though? That's like excitement,
because sometimes it goes a little faster than I want it to.
Oh.
That's happened to me a few times because I'm expecting it, so I'm on edge.
Well, you have to do something about Mary. You have to take care of things ahead of time. You know,
that doesn't work.
You don't go in there with a loaded gun.
That doesn't work. I tried it. I just go, who wants a back rub? So it never happens to me. Sorry.
Brian, do you schedule a sexy time at your house?
No. When's the last time you got late? You got two kids.
Yeah. How old is his daughter?
He's had sex at least twice.
Yeah,
we do know
at
that.
At least twice.
He has two children.
He's got proof.
No, it's been a couple weeks.
You gotta understand.
I get home at almost 1 a.m.
I do understand.
My wife wakes up for work at 3. So it's,
who initiates?
Yeah,
in your house,
it's a good mix between the two of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh? Cause I in my head, I would say it would be her. I'd say you come home, you sitting on the couch, you're eating a Tostino's pizza, you know, whatever, 99-cent pizza.
I don't think those have ever been in my house.
You got it folded over, eating it like a taco with some bologna in the middle and some shredded imitation cheese. She walks out into the living room, and she's like, what are you doing? Look at you. And you're like, what? I'm eating Tostino's.
He's like, what up, buddy?
Yeah. And she's like, are you in a good mood? And you're like, hold on. Did the Rays win today? And she's like, yeah, the Rays won today.
It's always my first question.
Well, right.
Oh, I'm going to scrum ride radio all over you. Pretty lady.
He's like, what was the score of the game? The Rays won 8-2.
Oh,
snap. She comes out in her Rays lingerie.
Evan Longoria jersey.
Yeah.
Unbuttoned halfway.
Hell yeah. Chris Archer tee back.
Shaved head.
What?
She shaved her head.
Why?
To look more like Evan Longoria.
Oh my God, no.
That's what he likes. He likes
Jesus,
Rays.
No.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.